Well, that'll be something to watch, because if it does start to go dry, that'll be when the markets start to pop up. Otherwise, what we'll do is we'll kind of trade a little bit range bound until we get to that January USDA report timeframe, which is somewhere around the 12th of the month. I don't know the exact date off the top of my head, but somewhere around the 12th of the month, we're going to get about 4 or 5 reports that give us information that help to determine our direction for the next month or even a couple of months as we go into that that initial harvest stage for Brazil at the end of January and beginning of February. So as we go into that January report, you're going to be watching for small grain summary or winter wheat wheat plantings. You're going to get production numbers out of the U.S. You're also going to get production estimates out of Brazil and Argentina. Likely at this point, we won't see any major changes, maybe some slight decreases on corn, but overall, it shouldn't be any major changes. And then on the other ones that we'll really be watching will be quarterly grain stocks and supply and demand. So that's where the exports and all that kind of stuff will be a big deal. So this is over the next 2 to 3 weeks, there's a lot of information coming, whether that's South American weather or it's going to be U.S. Reports about production and ending stocks and supply and demand. And we'll be watching for all of that as well.